From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, the White House is seeking a peace deal with Iran. We take a look at what one South Dakota delegate has to say about the prospect, a look at an economic report, and even more. It's Thursday, May 28th. Here are today's stories. As the White House seeks to negotiate an end to the war in Iran, one of South Dakota's delegates says he's eagerly awaiting an end as well.
Yeah, we absolutely do need a resolution.
That's U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, referencing the U.S.-Iran war. He believes most Americans can see the White House's end goal.
And I think most Americans understand the wisdom of what President Trump says, and that we cannot allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. That would be an existential threat to America.
Congressional efforts to halt action by the Trump administration have been met with staunch Republican opposition. Earlier this month, Johnson and 211 others in the House voted against a measure that would have required Trump to seek congressional approval before continuing additional military action. That's called a War Powers Resolution. South Dakota's Senate delegation, John Thune and Mike Rounds, have also voted against War Powers Resolution efforts. Johnson says he's made it clear to the White House the U.S. needs to get done what we need to get done and then exit Iran. However, not all are of that opinion.
But then I have some colleagues who it seems like, boy, they are really excited to be involved for the long haul. I am not one of them. When people start talking about rebuilding Iran or about helping to manage that country, I am happy to have America have a role as a leader in the world. But when it comes to us rebuilding or managing a country, we should be focused on rebuilding and managing one country, the United States of America.
He says the White House has been perceptive to those conversations.
I think he understands that we've got to get a good deal, a deal that's sustainable, a deal that would keep that region and our country safe.
Negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are ongoing. The two countries had agreed on a ceasefire, but Iran claims the U.S. violated that Monday night. The U.S. targeted Iranian missile sites and boats attempting to place mines. According to Reuters, the U.S. claims the strikes were in self-defense. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. A newly released economic report gives insight into how South Dakota's economy, labor force, and housing market fared over the past year. Since 2024, the South Dakota Secretary of State's office has teamed up with Dakota Wesleyan University and the Mitchell Area Development Corporation to create a report. The report details a business and economic data analysis to inform community leaders, businesses, policymakers, and state citizens. It's conducted by students in a Dakota Wesleyan Principles of Macroeconomics course. The report shows that limited liability companies in quarter one of 2026 approached 4,000 filings. That figure represents the highest total through Q1 since at least 2019. On the flip side, both new and renewed trademarks were down in Q1 2026 from Q1 2025. The report details that South Dakota workers are producing more than neighboring states. South Dakota's real gross domestic product per capita, or the average economic output per person in a state, in 2025 was higher than Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Iowa. Along with that, South Dakota's unemployment rate remains lower than those states. That's despite a slight increase from 2024 to 2025. However, South Dakota's poverty rate was higher last year than the national average. South Dakota had a 12% poverty rate. Meanwhile, the national average sat at 10%. The economic report indicates that despite the state's poverty rate being fairly stable since 2019, the national poverty level has improved, with South Dakota slightly behind. As for housing, South Dakota's median sales prices have increased by about 25% from 2021 to last year. The same figure nationally is 15%. While that's the case, the report shows that listing prices have started to plateau after increasing by over 40% during the same period across the state. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. Peggy Lorenz, the Secretary of the South Dakota Senate, passed away this month. Her life was celebrated yesterday. Lorenz worked at the State Department of Transportation for over two decades as the Director of Human Resources. She was Secretary of the Senate for 3 years. Lee Schoenbeck was the Senate pro tem when Lorenz took over as Secretary. He shared a story about that transition.
Then John McCullough, the head of LRC, approached Peggy about doing it. And then, because I was the head of the Senate, John called me, and I was the head of the executive board too, and actually the one who does the hiring. And so John said, "Hey, Peggy's interested, but she's kind of wondering, a little nervous about, do you think she can do the job?" So I called her up and assured her.
He adds, the average person probably doesn't appreciate the importance of the secretary and the pressure they're under.
The Secretary of the Senate is a big deal. I'm sure these last 2 years when Peggy served, with all those new senators who don't understand the rules and the process, she's the person that helps people stay out of trouble.
Peggy is survived by parents, her brother, nieces, her great-niece, nephews, and her cat. The federal trial orbiting alleged employment violations at a Sioux Falls restaurant has been scheduled. It stems from several arrests made in connection to Hibachi Grill in April of 2025. Authorities say the suspects harbored people working at the restaurant who weren't in the country legally. Prosecutors say this took place for nearly a decade, beginning in 2014. That trial has been set to begin August 11th. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley is appointing the next leader of the State Division of Criminal Investigation. Chad Mosteller has worked for the DCI for 25 years, including service as interim director in 2022 and 2023. He'll be sworn in on June 5th and replaces former director Dan Satterley. Satterley has been appointed as U.S. Marshal for South Dakota. A festival is in the works at the Standing Rock Reservation to mark the 10th anniversary of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. It's called People of the Sun. Organizers say it's taking place from September 16th through the 18th. It'll include indigenous leaders as well as musicians and other artists. The festival takes place at the site where protesters set up camp near Cannonball, North Dakota in 2016. They were opposed to the pipeline over environmental concerns, particularly the impact of a potential spill on water safety. People of the Sun is put on by the nonprofit solar energy company Indigenized Energy. Tickets have not yet gone on sale. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.